You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio once again. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Carolyn Blank, the founder of Home Garden Directory, who has a passion for all things relating to the home and garden. Dedicated to connecting like-minded consumers to quality retailers, she created an online resource called the Home Garden Directory. It allows consumers to easily find unique products and services for the home and garden and directly connect with the retailers that can provide them. Carolyn, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to be here.
Hey, good to have you back. So, Carolyn, last time we spoke, Home and Garden Directory was in its infancy stage and growing fast. How is the online shopping directory doing now?
Well, Eric, we've actually tripled the number of retailers on our site in just over 1 year, and that growth is continuing well into 2014. But we're really also, more excited than just the numbers. We're equally impressed by the quality of retailers that are reaching out to us. We feel it's really because that we've more narrowly defined who we are, namely a unique and comprehensive one-stop source of online shops for the home and garden. And I'm equally excited to report that our social media presence is growing, too. Our Pinterest boards are especially popular. Followers have doubled in the last 3 months. We're almost at 1,000 followers right now. And on an individual board basis, we're actually now over 25,000 boards being followed. So we've recently added Twitter. Just in the past week, we've added Google+, and those are continuing as well. So we see this whole social media platform as an exciting way to showcase our retailers, to showcase their products, and have a conversation with our followers.
What type of retailers will one find on the Home and Garden Directory?
Well, you know what? You're not going to find anything remotely looking like a big box shop. In truth, there is an astounding diverse array of quality retailers covering every aspect of the home and garden. And we love uncovering these gems for our shoppers. Google Analytics shows us that certain categories on our site, particularly soft furnishings such as bedding and linens, get the most visitor traffic. That's closely followed by furniture. And then, of course, over the spring and summer months, we do see more of a shift to our lawn and garden categories. We also feature specialty and one-of-a-kind retailers. You'll be able to source products you won't find anywhere else. For example, one of our recent additions is Plush Beds. They offer 100% organic latex mattresses. Now, you'd kind of think it might be hard to sell a mattress online, but they do it well. They make the buying experience easy and offer an absolutely free, no-obligation comfort exchange and 100-night full return policy. Testimonials from hundreds of satisfied customers show that they actually know what they're doing and doing it well. Another one of our new shops is Mike Lamb Design. So Mike and his partner create some of the most beautiful handcrafted furniture in Canada. Their designs are based on form meeting emotion. So it's really about a symphony for your eyes, your heart, and your soul, and against a beautiful wood fabric. Their works are beautiful. They've got exquisite lines and curves, and we're really excited to have them join our collection.
Now, is online shopping and sourcing of goods the way to go these days? That would be a question I'm sure the listener would be curious about.
Well, you know, Eric, for some people, online shopping is really a personal preference. And for others, especially people in more isolated and rural areas, it's really become more of a necessity. So, you know, the fact is online shopping has become really the fabric, part of the fabric of our society and economy. Research studies are forecasting that this whole area will experience a 10% compound annual growth rate over the next 5 years. So it's certainly not going away. One of the biggest influencers on online shopping today is Pinterest. The visual nature of Pinterest is so powerful. It really appeals to our desire to window shop and inspires people to buy. We at Home Garden Directory have been on Pinterest since February 2012. We use same Pinterest boards to showcase our retailers' products, and we make it easy. Just click on the image, and you go directly to the retailer's shop. No annoying links to blogs or advertisers. And as an example, our latest board called Pillow Talk features pillows from 32 of our online retailers. Collectively, these retailers offer over 5,000 pillows in their online shops. I was amazed just at the vast array and the number of the pillows that are offered. So be sure to check out the Home Garden Directory Pillow Talk board on Pinterest.
Today we're joined again by Carolyn Blank, founder of the Home Garden Directory, dedicated to connecting consumers in their love of the home and garden to quality retailers online here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Who typically uses Home Garden Directory?
Well, Eric, like I mentioned earlier, we cater to those who prefer to avoid the big box look. Our users are primarily avid homeowners and gardeners looking for something distinctive and different, as well as interior designers looking for new sources for their clients. Sometimes they know what they want and are just looking for the best place to get the best value. We also cater to those as well. We have some of the top boutiques offering luxury bedding, and we also have retailers that offer great deals on designer brands. And the other aspect to our site is that it's also a resource for businesses, quite frankly, on the wholesale side, looking for new suppliers or unique products for the home and garden. It's an excellent opportunity for some of our more innovative and specialty retailers to stand out, similar to what I described with Mike Lamb's handcrafted furnishings.
And do you get users from both the United States and Canada both?
Absolutely. In fact, I was surprised. It's actually pretty even. Analytics for 2013 show that 51% of our users are from the U.S. and 49% from Canada. So, you know, month to month it does vary, but it is pretty equal, pretty consistent. The other thing that's interesting, Eric, is we're noticing that, you know, Americans, I would say, are not avoiding shopping in Canada. It's just really not on their radar screen. And we feel that they're missing out. I'll give you an example. One of our Canadian retailers, Circa Art Class, their website is circa5060.ca, is an excellent example of value and unique shop. The owner is an expert and travels the world sourcing unique art glass. His expertise and his distinctive creations are highly sought after by both interior designers, art collectors throughout Canada. Yet one of his main competitors in New York offers some of the same products but charges hundreds more for a similar piece. So we feel Americans in particular really should start exploring what some of the Canadian retail environment offers. So we think that search engines generally don't facilitate Canadian retailers being noticed. Obviously, algorithms tend to provide results based on your location. And another reason is I think generally Americans don't look outside of their country. You know, I can say that because I'm American living in Canada. I find it fascinating that we use the internet to expand our horizons. We search travel opportunities and do so many other things, yet we don't necessarily think to look to other countries to source for shops for our home. And, you know, quite frankly, for Canadians, it's the exact opposite. We are used to shopping in the U.S. simply because there is so much more choice. So with the what's happening with the Canadian dollar losing some ground these days, it might be particularly helpful for Americans to even start discovering Canadian retail because they may even be able to save a little bit more money than they thought.
Now, earlier you had spoke about Pinterest and social media. The ROI on social media has always been questionable. What are your thoughts on this topic?
Well, Eric, I knew that we as a company, we had to be on social media, but I was somewhat reluctant. You know, I like to do things right, and I can have some perfectionist tendencies like many of us, but what I learned is that you can learn and get it right. You really can't do that until you just do it. So the ROI is difficult to measure, but it's getting better and more measurable as Pinterest and Facebook and all these other social media platforms are developing analytics to use. So my advice, we just do it, and you'll be surprised at some of the other benefits that arise, particularly the networking that will develop as a result.
If you would, before you go, tell our listeners once again where they can get more information about Home Garden Directory online.
They can reach me at carolyn@homegardendirectory.com or simply go to our website, homegardendirectory.com.
Carolyn, always interesting to talk to you about your business, Home Garden Directory, and all the insights shared as well. Thanks so much for coming to be with us here again on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. We've been speaking to, once again, Carolyn Blank, founder of Home Garden Directory, dedicated to connecting consumers and their love of the home and garden to quality retailers online. And the website of reference, once again, is homegardendirectory.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.